My message today is entitled Limping Between Gods. So thinking back to that just joyous reading that Julie did for us, that would have been some sight to see, wouldn't it have been? Elijah versus the 450 priests of Baal, a battle royale at the foot of Mount Carmel. One against 450, and then this crowd just sort of stuck in the middle trying to decide what God they would worship. So, if we were to try to place ourselves in this story, pick ourselves up from our sort of comfortable modern lives and plop ourselves down in the midst of their context, we'd probably like to see ourselves as Elijah. As a matter of fact, we do tend to go about our modern lives acting exactly as if we were, sometimes judging who is right and wrong, proclaiming that we worship the one true God, believing we are pious enough to call others to be more like us. We'd like to think that we're Elijah, but the reality is very few of us are. And we're simply not exactly the caliber of Elijah. However, unlike the 450 priests, we do confess at least some belief in the God of Elijah. So we're not part of that 450 priest either. So we're left with the crowd. We are the crowd in this story. The crowd is us. We, as we consider the story, and as I just said, they were stuck in the middle trying to decide what God they would worship. We might be a little bit uncomfortable with putting ourselves into their place. So, let's just for a bit pick ourselves back out of their context and put it back into our modern day. We're not back in those days when life was a little bit less complicated. We're in our modern day and age. A time and space packed full of stuff, full of distractions. The field of our lives are set before us. We are on one side, and on the other side is the image of complete love, of true fulfillment, of this thing we call God. And in between us, on the field, is the world. The field scattered with stuff of this world. And some of it physical, some of it political, some of it even philosophical. In light of what awaits us on the other side of the field, this stuff is completely and utterly useless. We choose on our journey between here and there, we choose what we will value, what we will place, what kind of value we will place on things on our journey. And along the way, there's also, there's relationships. The relationships are connected. Each one of them connected to the other because the love of God on the other side of the field has claimed love for all of them. All of them. In light of God's claim on them and how the love of that claims, that claim, how that love connects us, each one of them is completely and utterly essential, each person, if we hope to know the God that knows them. We choose, as we journey between here and there, what value we will place upon them along the way. So, the field is set, and we make our way. We journey towards the love of God. And this is where we are far too much like the crowd stuck in the middle, trying to decide what God they would worship. Each time that we lift up some of the stuff and focus on it, our walk falters. The burden of the worldly goods are a heavy burden to bear. Yet without fail, we take up their yokes and we drudge on. In our lives, we look for completeness. We look for happiness in stuff. And as we hold on to it, frequently fearful to let go of it, it blocks our view of the love of God. We lift it up as the thing, the stuff that will save us from the monotony, the boredom, the dreariness, the difficulty, the pain, the plight that this life can sometimes be. And whether it is because they distract us, or because they give us a sense of certainty and a feeling of security, or any number of things, we believe that they help us. They save us. We made them our Savior. We may not want to identify with the crowd stuck in the middle, trying to decide what God they would worship. But reality betrays us. The crowd is us. We are the crowd. We bear the yoke of all this stuff in life, piling it up, allowing it to be important, giving it value, and the weight of it can be unbearable. Elijah said to the crowd, "How long will you go limping between two different opinions? If Yahweh is God, follow Yahweh. If Baal, follow him." Our stuff is our Baal. If God is God, follow God. If your stuff, your physical things, your political perspectives, your philosophical points of view, if your stuff is God, follow it. Stop limping between gods. As we place ourselves back on that field, let us remember that there was something else on the field besides the obstacles of our stuff. There were also relationships. Where the stuff is an obstacle, the relationships can connect us to the love of God. If we lift the stuff up, it blocks our view. If we hold on to relationships, it connects us with each other and with God. Too frequently, we actually allow the stuff, the physical things, the political perspectives, the philosophical points of view, we allow those things, the potential perspectives, the philosophical points of view, we allow them to not only block our view of God, but to hinder our ability to be in full relationship with each other. We get so caught up in the things of this world that we miss the opportunity to be in relationship with the one thing that Christian, Jewish, Islamic texts say are made in the image of God, each other. We're odd little creatures. I suspect we provide God with endless entertainment, albeit sometimes bittersweet. We spend our lives collecting our stuff, not recognizing who we may be hurting in the process, not thinking about who may be left out, not aware of the importance it plays in our lives. We spend our lives staking out political boundaries, concerned more with victories than with how the outcome impacts the least of these. We develop philosophies of how things should function and plow ahead with them with disregard of how they affect others. When we lift these things above the well-being of others, above love, we make gods of them. If they become so important that they prevent us from following Jesus' words to love one another, to care for the well-being of those in need, to see our connection to God in the face, in each face we see, and to respond to it with justice and kindness and humility. If the things this life become that important, we make gods of them, and they will burden us, and we will find ourselves limping under the weight, limping between the gods we have created. There is good news, though. In much the same way that the stuff blocks our views from God and leaves us limping between gods, focusing on people, on relationships, that has the exact opposite effect. When we look to each other and hold on to each other, we will find that we no longer limp. In our scripture today, Elijah challenges the worshipers of the false god to burn the bull, but they cannot. In our sort of modern consideration of the tale, it may be even more informative to see this bull as a metaphor for all the bull that we've come to learn and believe in the making of our earthly gods. These false gods cannot burn up that bull, nor would they if they could. It is the bull, the falsehoods, which keep us invested in a system that rather than promoting love of all, promotes love of some. It's the bull which keeps us so heavily engaged in our own comfort and security that we ignore or even overlook how many people lack comfort and security in their own lives. It's the bull that baffles us to the point that we continue to seek out other gods when the last one doesn't work, rather than seeking out the love of God, the God of justice and kindness and humility. It's the bull that leaves us limping and stumbling between earthly gods. The good news is that Elijah's God, the God we gather here to talk about and to figure out how to follow, can burn up that bull, and wills us to actively participate in burning it up. And to be sure, it's difficult work. It requires us to sometimes trust in the love of God more than even maybe in ourselves. It requires us to be willing to give up some of the stability and comfort that we have in our lives, to stop thinking we've earned them and deserved them more than others do. Because that's the kind of philosophy, the kind of bull that gets in the way of us fully experiencing the love of God. When we live life that way, we are walking with one foot in the realm of humanity and what humanity values, and one in the foot in the realm of God, and we are left limping. It's time to walk full stride toward the love of God, knowing that every time we make a loving connection with another person, we have made a connection with that thing we understand as God. We must know that that is the kind of action which brings fire to the bull that separates us. As we pull together, we will find it easier to burn up the earthly things which distract us from God, because those relationships and the God that is in them are already saving us from the monotony, the boredom, the dreariness, the difficulty, the pain, the plight from which we once thought the stuff of this world would deliver us. God wishes to bring an unquenchable fire down upon those false gods. God wants to liberate us from them. God has planned a higher and better way which does not require us to limp through life, but it does require us to hold on to each other. It does require us to be companions for all as we journey, to leave no one behind, to be willing to make any sacrifice to show the world what love looks like.